Blog Talk Radio.
The devil won't smoke, this ain't a joke, so I bring the fire, yeah. Spiritual, my armor is on, check the attire, yeah. I can stick to the mountain, fill it some more, I ain't gotta climb it, yeah. I'm not pressure for advice, but I did resign, and I guess I'm a diamond, yeah. Guess I'm a diamond, guess I'm a diamond, yeah. I just been shining, stepped out of place, but I'm back in alignment. I know it's only a matter of time before I finally see everything that he promised. Try to dictate, you can call me your highness, but trying to stay humble, I'm still even rhyming. That's why I'm hungry, a lot of you thirsty, and that's why we really don't have much in common. Let me switch up the tempo, God say tempo. Gain more point like pencil, following the path that he said like a stencil. Renewing my mind every day is a must, cause I gotta guard my temple. I know a pipe under pressure would bust, but that's not one of my issues. One of my grounds ain't pencil, never been fake, but I'm way too official. Giving out everything in me, gotta die in. Like my initials. All the folks that tried to block me about to watch me take off like a missile. Never slide in trying to claim he fan, but he not one of my kinfolk. When it come out his mouth, and I already know that the devil be lying. How you gonna tell me my God will come through if he need his supply in? I done missed so many things in my life that had me crying. Keeping me through the pressure, cause he already know he making a diamond. Never want smoke, this ain't a joke, so I bring the fire, yeah. Spiritual, my armor is on, check the attire, yeah. I can speak to the mountain, feel it the more, I ain't gotta claim it, yeah. I know pressure burns price, but I just been signing, I guess I'm a diamond, yeah. Guess I'm a diamond, guess I'm a diamond, yeah.
What's up, world? You just tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. Thank you so much for tuning back in. This is the second show of the year 2023. Tonight, we are going to be talking about two black men making moves in their community. And it is a pleasure to have these men that are going to be coming on tonight. So before we get into that, I just want to give a little background on the show in case you've never listened to this show before. I've been doing it almost 13 years. Come April, be 13 years. Over 400 guests, over 200 episodes, over 10,000 in listenership, reaching, of course, the U.S., Canada, Germany, Indonesia, Cameroon, Philippines, India, Ireland, Sweden, South Korea, Malaysia, Japan, and the Dominican Republic. So I will read people who have graced this show later on this evening. But before I do any of that, I want to start off with the scriptures, and then I will give announcements if there is time. We're talking about making moves and doing positive things in the community and also with yourself. And so the scriptures I chose to come from is about self-improvement from the New Living Translation. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Doesn't mean we don't have fear, but we don't let fear grip us. Or overtake us. We want to move and make moves in power and love and do that with self-control. And so we're going to Luke 1:37 says, for nothing will be impossible with God because we're depending on him for that strength. And to make things successful in the areas that need we want to be successful. And that actually starts with ourselves. And so Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. This is one of my very favorites. I love the book of Proverbs anyway, and Psalms. But this is a definite favorite because sometimes when we know a lot, or we've acquired a lot of information or knowledge, sometimes we can depend on that and not understanding what God is trying to do. And so I've been guilty of this many times, you know, just having to let go and trust in God and not to what I know, because I don't know everything. And you may be smart, but you're not as smart as God. And so Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So in Christ, there's no condemnation in him. So we want to not be so hard on ourselves. Yes, we want to self-assess. We want to make improvements. We want to be aware of the things that need to be changed in our lives, and so that we can make a positive difference in our community. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Lord. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that may be that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good, perfect. And so you got to be transformed. We all do. I don't care the highest pulpit. Well, they might think it's the highest pulpit. Everybody has to go through transformation. And one thing I've learned is that change is the constant in my life. I don't even recall long periods of time or any length of time where I felt comfortable, because I've always wanted to do better. And in wanting to and recognizing that you need to change and that there's always room for improvement, you are ever evolving. And so, you know, you could look those scriptures up for yourself and you can meditate on those. Next, I do want to get into some announcements. I am trying to take a trip to Israel come July. If you feel in your heart you want to donate, it could be $1, $5, $10, $20, $100 or more, whatever your heart you know, is saying to you, please do so. Go to, you can do it by way of my Cash App or GoFundMe and look up my name. I know the information is either on the show page for this show or the show page from the last show. If you have any questions, you could reach out to me, text me. My information is up there. You want to make a donation to Diamonds in the Rough or Talk to Me Radio, you could do that as well. I appreciate anything that is offered. If you'd like to order art, books, I have a slew of books, a slew of selections of art that you might like. So go check it out. That's on my website, www.DITRFindingTheSpiritInMe.org. If you would like a write-up in the column that is on my website for yourself or your business, or you'd like to book, you know, your interview on this radio show to talk about yourself or your business, let me know. You can reach out to me. I could be hired as an MC, a comedian, a consultant, etc. There's many things that I am capable and have done in the past, so I have experience in certain things. If you would like to reach out to me, you could do so. And you could do that by way of Instagram, Messenger on Facebook, or just text me. I want to give shout-outs to people who have birthdays since the last show. If I don't say your name, I'm so sorry, but I definitely can't not mention everybody that I know or that is a Facebook friend. Happy birthday to Joseph Cook, Danny Barnes, Ron Thomas, Rick Hubble, Tamara Britt, Ronald, Bubba Bass Williams. I haven't seen this man in years, but we used to work together back when I was like 13 or 14 at the Yearwood Center working with the kids, and everybody, when they got their first check, would go up to the check cashing place, Mr. Somerville's, and cash our check, and that was a proud moment for me to get my first real check. And Bubba Bass was teaching me how to do the beatbox on the way up the hill. I'll never forget it. So happy birthday, Bubba Bass. Janet Dawson, to my cousin Ashley Lynn Corpus, whose birthday is coming up soon, to my cousin Cookie, whose birthday is coming up soon, to my stepbrother R.T. Smith, whose birthday is coming up soon, Creston Green, Najee, Nathan, Michelle McLeod, Ruth Perry, Spencer Camp, Michael Latham, Iris Dunham, Alonzo Wiggins, excuse me, can't see with the glasses on, Reverend Jonathan Havita, James Winston, Sheila Turner, Janet Phillips, Greg Hill of the Delphonics, who I've interviewed before, and Patrick Williams. I also would like to say send condolences out to anyone who has lost a loved one since the last show or on this year period so far. My heart goes out to you. God bless you and your family, to anyone who is grieving, because we've all been there. Everyone has lost someone that they care about or love. So my heart goes out to you. I do have my first caller that is just called in, so hold on, sir, and I am going to play a little music and come back and do your interview. Let's see, who do I have right here? I'm going to play a little bit of I'm Still by LaVert.
Joke on us.
There you have it. That was Lavert. I'm going to plug my first caller in right now. Hello?
Hey, sir.
Hello? Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Yes,
how are you?
This is everybody. This is Tamar Caldwell. Yes, it is so good to have you on. I'm doing well. And it's good to hear your voice. You're welcome. You're welcome. And, you know, Tamar, I met you for the first time at an open mic that Big Ed gave at Thelma's. And something about you, I just couldn't put my finger on it. But out of everybody who sang, I wanted to talk with you and, you know, and get to know you a little bit better. You did me a favor by singing at my friend's basketball game that she gave author ML Brooks, and that was tremendously a blessing that you were able to do that, and you came through and you tore those songs up.
Thank you. And listen, I want to say, you know, thank you for thinking of me for that, you know, the opportunity. Like I told you, I greatly appreciate that, you know, somebody thinking of you. And I think it was a great turnout as well.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So when did you want to start? I was looking at your Facebook, and you're a twin, right?
I am. Yep, I am.
Okay.
a twin of almost 25 years in February.
Oh, okay, all right. So your birthday is coming up, both of you.
Yep.
All right. And such adorable pictures when you were young. I think I put one or two of them up on the show page. When did you want to start singing? When did that come about?
I was told it was around, you know, 3 years old, or like, you know, like most people, I started singing before I could talk.
Right.
And I'm just like, I wasn't just singing songs. I was singing gospel songs. And I don't know what about it that, you know, I took a liking to, why I was so moved by it or wanted to sing gospel or versus, you know, rap songs like most kids at a young age, or R&B songs, you know. I just took a liking to gospel. And I think that was for a reason. I think gospel music started it. Once I'm pretty sure I heard my first gospel song, that's when I was touched, you know? And been singing ever since.
And that's what it was that I couldn't put my finger on, but I know I needed to connect with you because, I you know, some people just have it. And for some reason, I was drawn to talk to you. And, you know, you have a beautiful voice. You have a sweet disposition, and I mean that by a nice personality. Very mannerable and respectful. And I love when I see that in young men that's around your age. So many young men have gone astray or gone off the wrong way. Think being disrespectful and being being cool means doing negative things. And you walk in your own, power. And so what makes you set aside from being like the rest of them as a young black man?
I think it definitely has to do with your upbringing. Also being mature enough to know, like you said, just because, being negative or being bad, it's okay to be cool and do what you have to do. It's okay to be cool and be and have manners and be respectful, hold the door for somebody and say thank you, say you're what, or, you know,
yes,
say be grateful. Like, that's cool. Like, you don't, it
right.
comes a point where you know that stuff is fine. And just because you're not doing X, Y, and Z as far as the negative stuff, that doesn't mean that you're not cool. So I think it comes when knowing, like, I can still be cool and still do my thing and be a good guy. Like, I don't have to be bad or disrespectful or anything like that. And also,
right.
being your own person, not falling into peer pressure to feel like you have to be disrespectful, et cetera, like, you know, stuff like that. And I guess, you know, and not to say that people who are children of God or believe in God, not to say that they aren't, you know, they don't have their certain ways about them. But when you know who you live for and who wakes you up in the morning, that's, I think that also, that definitely plays a big part in it.
Yes, because it helps to ground you, number one.
Right, right.
And you know, there's a certain type of conviction that you have within when you know this is, hey, I didn't, you know, that's wrong. I should have never
right.
did that or never
right.
said that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And so I know that your family supports you. Does your brother sing as well?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't sing. But
okay.
Yeah, my family, they support me tremendously. They're my number one fans. And yeah, you know, they're rooting for me every day.
Yes, yes. And so where are some of the places that you have already gigged at that you've sang?
Of late, I do karaoke, you know, I get my practice karaoke, try different songs. So that's the downtown Bridgeport area. I've been at Miss Thelma's a couple times for open mic night starting in February. That's going to be the last month of every month. I'll be the host of the open mic nights. So I'm excited about that, Miss Thelma's, downtown Bridgeport.
Yes, yes.
I did McDonald's Gospel Fest last year. McDonald's Gospel Fest last year. That was televised, Fox 5. I sing at church. I sing in the shower.
Let's back it up. Because
yeah.
the McDonald's Gospel Fest, the Irvin Street, those are like family. I was involved with them since I was like 32 years old and sang in the choir for 10 years and did a lot of competition and also reporting.
Right.
I started there. And so to actually be a contestant on
mm-hmm.
the show, that
yeah.
takes preparation. So tell me a little
it
bit
does.
About that experience.
You know, I did that when I was a youngin. The first time,
really?
You know, yeah, the first time I tried out for like the solo teens or kids, I didn't make it. Went to make it. Tried again the following year, made it, and you know, I didn't win. That was fine, you know, but it comes with Well, how that comes about. Like the first time I was turned down, the second time I did it, and you know, we're hard on ourselves. I think I did all right. You know, I was still young. You know, maturing in the voice,
right.
maturing in presence, all of that stuff. And
yes,
I took some time off. I didn't do it for a couple of years, and then I just recently did it again. Although this time it really wasn't a competition; it was a showcase. You know, yeah, and you can see, or if I did have footage, like I know myself, I can see the difference of how I was and how I am now, the maturity, the growth. So yeah, it honestly just comes with, you know, not taking no for an answer, trying again. Just because you got, you know, a no a first time, that doesn't mean it's gonna be a no forever. So
that's how
no, definitely.
Absolutely.
A great experience. It was nice seeing everybody
yes.
there. Curtis A. Farrell,
yes.
all the directors producers there. And, yeah, we had a good time.
That's wonderful. Yeah, because one thing I do know about them is they teach you to be a professional.
Right.
Because there's a difference between singing in a club or singing for karaoke as opposed to the big stage where there's a lot more involved, especially timing, stage presence, engaging with your audience, all of those different things. And Mr. Farrow, I know, is definitely been doing this for many, many years. And so when he sees something in somebody, usually it is on point. I mean, you can go pretty far being involved with them. So, you know, you said that you saw the difference between when you were young as opposed to a couple of years ago. Is there anything that happened during the showcase, people that you met for the first time that, you know, you might have looked up to?
Look, I will say this. I mean, it's a little story, but when I first did it the first year in the solo teams, this guy, I don't remember his name, a kid at the time, and he sang the song Let Go and Let God by Dwayne Woods. And let me tell you, ever since I heard, that is where I heard the song. And ever since then, that has been such one of my favorite songs to sing.
Wow.
Like that's, you know, I don't know if I would have come across that song if I didn't do the Gospel Fest, but I did. And, you know, the song is, you know, let go, let God have his way. And that's when things will start happening, when you stop looking at back then, when you just finally let go and let God have his way. And yeah, that's something that I took from that experience, and I still listen to that song to this day.
Yes, and that is a beautiful song, and is definitely something that we all need to learn how to do if we don't know how to do it. And for some people it's easier, some people it's not. But when you're young and you're moldable, if you stay in on that path, God is definitely using you, and I hope and pray that you do stay on that path. And I do want to hear a little bit of your voice, you know, for the audience, to let them have a taste of how you sound, and just minister to them in the song. Where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years from now? What do you want to do?
I would love to sing. I would love to minister to people, be able to touch just one person at least. If I don't touch however many, just one person, I would like to, you know, really be walking in the thing and the purpose that I truly believe that God has, you know, given me with the gift of song, music. And really just pursuing that. But that's what I'm believing for.
Well, before you sing, I know we're running out of time. I would love for you to just give any social media platforms or how people can reach out to you if they would like to book you.
Yeah. You could reach me my email at tamarmusic@gmail.com. That's TIMARR music@gmail.com. That's my email. My Instagram is Tamarr, TIMARR__. And my Facebook is Tamarr Caldwell, TIMARR Caldwell, CALDWELL. And that's my Facebook.
Okay, wonderful. So give us a little bit of what you got so people can hear you.
I will. All right, so the song says, as soon as I stopped worrying how the story ends, when I let go and I let God have his way, and that's when things start happening, when I start looking at back then, when I let go and I let God, just let God have his way, oh, let go and let God, oh, let go and let God, just let God have his way.
All right. that was just right. That was beautiful. Oh my God.
Thank you.
You know, yes, that I need to be reminded, let go and let God. You know, I want to be the fixer. I mean, you know, and I have to be reminded, and it just touched me in the right way. So I thank you for that, young man, and I encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. I'm here to support you. If you ever, drop in a single or anything and you want to come back on and talk about that and share, you know, you're welcome to do that. So is there any last minute words you want to say to encourage young black men to make those positive strides and moves?
Of course. Young black men, everybody, man, woman, boy, girl, please just stay focused. You know, you're going to get some no's, and that's all right, but that doesn't mean it's a no for forever. Keep going, keep pushing, and soon you'll reach your goals, your dreams. Just stay positive during it, focus, and just keep the faith.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Caldwell. And I know you're going great places. God bless. Have a good night.
God bless.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye-bye. There you have it. That was Tamar Caldwell, aspiring recording artist who's already done some great things in his community, and is just a beacon of light for young men that are around his age. And so that's always a blessing. I'm going to play a little bit of Hey Mr. DJ throwback from Jeanne until my first caller calls in, and come back with some more announcements.
What we're going to do now is go back. Take your plan, that's all.
That was Jhené. Hey, Mr. DJ, a throwback. You are listening to Talk to Me Radio. I am Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and producer of A Stars Run Talent Event and Talk to Me Media. This is the second show of the year, and I am going to plug my second caller in, but I just wanted to reiterate some of the announcements. Please, please, if you find it in your heart to give to my GoFundMe towards my trip to Israel with the church, please do so if God lays it on your heart. $1, $5, $10, $20, whatever you are able to do will be greatly appreciated. You can get the information from this show page or from the previous show's show page, or you could just send it directly to the Cash App. That will work as well. But I am up on GoFundMe. Also, if you'd like to donate to Diamonds in the Rough Talk to Me Radio, if you'd like to order art or books, you can go to my website, which is on the show page. If you'd like to be on this radio show to promote yourself or your business, reach out to me, text me, let me know that's something that you might want to do. And so now I'm going to plug in the president of the Yellow Mill Village Scholarship Foundation, an organizer of the Summer Groove that started here in Bridgeport on last year. Hello?
Yes. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening. How you doing, Mr. Brown?
Great. How you doing?
Good, good. Everybody, this is Mr. Ernest Brown. He is definitely a mover and shaker in this community, who's been working with the city of Bridgeport for 16 years, and is the president of this foundation. So how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. And you?
Great, great. Yes, good. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. Just tell us a little bit of what the mission is for this foundation.
Our mission is very simple. Yellow Mills Scholarship Foundation mission is to basically to assist young inner city youth in furthering their education.
Wonderful, wonderful. And how do you do that? What means? I know you mentioned an after-school program.
Yes. We're actually really getting our feet back on the ground, starting back up. We are like tapping into the gang violence and the gun violence out here in the city of Bridgeport. And we're putting together after school programs, basketball tournaments during the summer. We're just really geared up to try to help to keep these young kids busy out here in the city of Bridgeport.
Yes, and I know that test thing is definitely important. People don't realize how important it is, but I've worked in the educational field for 35-plus years, and the better the test scores, the more money, the more funding that our schools get. So I see that here that you talk about improving testing and preparation for students. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we're just trying to really educate a lot of students. Some students get just caught up in all the wrong things, but we're trying to put more programmatic information in front of them to help them get better test scores, to help them do better in whatever subjects they may be having issues or problems in. So we're just trying to get them more information, educate them on the programs that are available for them to assist and help them in regards to get better, where they need to get better at, what subject that they may need to get better in.
Okay. And so do you go into certain schools or do they come to a particular site? How are you going to go about reaching them?
Well, in the past, we always met them where they're at, and that's in school, and we're going to get back into doing that. I'm just trying to put our staff together. But we're going to go into the school like we've always done, to the Harding Central, Bassett, and get into the school central as well, and just speak to work with the principals, work with the guidance counselor and things like that. So we want to be able to meet them in the classroom at Harding what we did at Harding a few years back, but we had a specific classroom that we were able to go into and speak to them. And basically, again, assist them in whatever programs or whatever issue they were having, you know, we would go and meet them there at the school. And it's better
right.
that way.
Okay. Okay. Because I know you said that you want to improve and help them with non-traditional life skills and, you know, provide them with that type of outlet. How, explain a little bit about what that might be.
The outlet is just, we got to give them more information because a lot of these kids, you'd be surprised, can't really do an application, don't know how to fill out an application. So it's little simple things like that that we just have to give them the information they need to help them and show them, you know, and put them in a room or a classroom and put it in front of them and have them ask questions, you know, because, again, some of them, a lot of kids just don't say anything. They may have problems, issues, and they want to do it. They want to, you know, do the right thing. They want to be able to one day go out and get a job, but they just don't know how to put it on paper or understand what's in front of them when it's on paper. So that's why we're here, and we're going to have people help them as well, tutors help them as well.
And you know what? That is so right, because I can remember teaching in some of the classrooms in the high schools. I don't remember which school, and I'm not going to mention no names, but a couple of students mentioned to me, you know, Miss H, you know, some of them call me Miss H, we went and looked for a job this past weekend, and I asked them, what was it like? What happened? And one of them said, we asked the manager for an MFN application. And I'm like, I was floored because I just didn't even think that people would even if you're young, would even have that mentality to cuss at the manager for an application. So these skills are definitely, definitely needed. And another thing that I saw is that there's not enough black faces, black men, that are taking the time out to guide these students, especially these black boys. And the need is so great that it don't even make no sense, you know.
Yes.
Just common sense things, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So how do you deal with that?
You know, for me, when I coached at Harding, from 2000 to 2007, and what I've seen and learned that these kids have so many problems and issues that are going on at home, and believe it or not, a lot of kids will come to school just to eat, and some of them didn't eat the night before, and we were seeing that, and then you find yourself being more than a coach. You find yourself have to go in your pocket. You know,
yep.
If you're really taking notice, if you're watching these kids, and they will come to school, and shoot, it was unbelievable. It was an eye opener, and my hat goes off to these coaches now because I know a lot of them still go through the same thing, especially in the Bassetts, in the Hardings, in the Central, because these parents are, everybody's not doing well. So it's real.
Right.
The problem is real.
It
so
is
we
real.
Got an ongoing
it is
fight,
real.
And we got to try to give them as many resources as we can. We got to continue to just – these kids got to be able to speak up. If there's an issue or
right.
problem, you need to speak up and talk about it. And so many of us hold it in, and that's when it comes out the wrong way. So, again, we just need to be
right.
able to put the right information for them and help them as much as we can.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's baffling to me is, you know, back in the day, we didn't have phones at our fingertips and things of that nature. We didn't have the wide resources that is out there now that are you could obtain so quickly from the internet and things of that nature. But people are not reading. These kids are not reading. What they need to read and what they need to read to help them be better. And so how do you encourage someone like that is not doing the right things? Because it was always a battle with the phone. And, yes, food was definitely an issue. I had one girl that would chase me all over Bassett to find me because she was hungry and she knew I kept food just mm-hmm. so that I can give it out. And, you know, and it was just sad, you know, and I couldn't do everything, you know, I didn't have the resources to back me up. You know, that wasn't something that I knew I was going to have to do. But once I saw that there was a need and the kids were asking me for food, I my heart wouldn't let me not be able to give. So, you know, what do you do in situations like that? I mean, not with the food, you explain that.
But this thing is a touchy. It's an ongoing battle. It's just these kids got to want it. A lot of kids, they don't take school serious. You go to the school. I was up there just last week. Kids running around the hallway at Hardin. A lot of fights going on in the school. It's like, what do you do? I mean, you just got to continue to talk, put the best resources in front of them, and hopefully one or two catch on. So, you know, I got a grandson at Central right now, and I was just saying today, man, you got to want it, man. You got to want it. The teacher can't, a principal can't keep calling your mom every time you just following the other kids, and this is not you. So, we all don't know what our kids do once they leave the house.
You only
give them the information. You only can talk to them. You have to be in their head, so when they're somewhere and you're not around, they can hear you say, nope, that's not it. Don't do that. So you just hope that and pray that. But, again, just put the resources in front of them and hopefully they take it.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, I saw some things that really just broke my heart in teaching the kids, because I've been at many of these schools here in the Bridgeport area. I've been in Stanford for most of my life, you know, in the public school systems. And some things, you know, that I've seen in Bridgeport just broke my heart. And, you know, it says here that you want to provide greater exposure and awareness. So exposure to what? What it is, because it's like they need everything. You know, what exposure do you want to provide, you know, for them?
That is, it's more than just Bridgeport. You can go to college. You can get out of Bridgeport. Some kids are stuck in a bubble. And a lot of kids, well, in Bridgeport, you can't go to this side of town. You can't go to that side of town.
Right.
You can't come to your side of town. When I grew up, I went to Hardin High School. I played basketball and football at Hardin. I won four state NBA titles in basketball at Hardin. And we were over, and through basketball, we were able to make friends with people from PT, the Greens, Marina. So you were able to go to those locations, and everybody knew you through basketball because you play ball. And sometimes you end up playing in tournament games with the players from Bassett, players from Central, and that's all how we all became close to this day. These kids now, they can't go out of their box. So, and I tell kids all the time, if you ain't going to go to college, go to the Navy, go to the Army, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
There's more
to
life than Bridgeport. There's more to life than your side of town, the North End or the East End or the West End. You got to get out of Bridgeport. You got to see some things. It's a big world. So I just try to tell them to get out of here and go. You know,
that is so true.
Yes.
That is so true, because there were a few kids that used to tell me, I asked them, where have you been? You know, no, this stuff was not on the curriculum, but that's the problem. The curriculum ain't reaching them. They need real life stuff. I mean, if you are having children at 17 years old and you got five kids, that's a problem.
Yes.
You know, it's just unbelievable the things that are going through. You've never been outside of Bridgeport all your life. I mean, you got to have at least one person to take an interest in a child to be able to give them some type of support that they may not be getting. And it could not, it's not all abuse or abandonment or neglect. It could be that the person is just working really hard and is not available. You know, you got to have somebody. You know, I have grandmothers that took me to the Ice Capades, took me to see Stephanie Mills and all these different things to expose me, you know,
yes,
to things outside of my community. And if they're not exposed, you know, to other things that are that people are doing to make progress and to be successful, they don't know. Like you said, they're stuck in a bubble.
Yes. Yeah, that's so true. It's going to be an ongoing fight. The struggle's not going to stop. Nobody has all the right answers. You can only provide the information. Just give them the information, and hopefully they'll latch on. Hopefully the light bulb will come. I always use this, the terminology. The light bulb will come on one day. So, you know, and that's – you just hope. You just hope. And, but, again, you must put the information in front of them. As long as you have the information, somebody told me, they'll be somewhere. There's going to be something that will come up in their life, but they'll hear their name. They'll hear their voice. He told me that. He told me don't do this.
Yep.
And that will be the thing that make them walk away. You know, walk away.
Right.
So, you know, again, the information
is key. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I remember working at the housing as a consultant many years ago with kids of all ages, up to 21, all in one house. You know, I was like a house mother, educator,
mm-hmm.
everything. I had to feed them. Then I got in trouble for feeding them. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I was buying them stuff, you know, just to encourage them when they were doing well, because the first 3 months was hell. They were beating each other up, tearing up the computer room. I mean, third graders smoking weed, being outside all hours of the night, parents can't find them. And it wasn't just about the talking to the kids. I had to get the parents involved, and a lot of the times parents are not available. They ain't even got a working number most of the time that you can call. The kids have no fear of their parents coming because they know they're not coming. So what do you say in a situation like that?
You know, I was on Street Safe, and, you know, it was kind of – it's different, man. These kids are different. And again, they're getting – you said it 2 seconds ago. They don't have that figure in the household, and if you have a young mother, your young mother knows that you're 15, 14, and they're accepting money from a 14, 15 that's out here selling drugs. What could she say to him or her? What could she tell them? So this is just again, it's tough. I see it. I've seen it when I was over at Street Safe. These kids are really going through it, and they don't have. They have someone at home, but they're like their friend. They're not listening to them. So, I mean, again, you just got to try to get the information to them. That's all you can do. And pray for them. That's it.
Right. Yep, absolutely. Pray. And what age range are you does the Yellow Mill Village Foundation gear themselves to? Is it just high school?
Yes, we're doing the high school. My goal is this summer. So we just got approved for August the 12th for the second annual Summer Groove Concert. Myself, thank God for DJ Juan Coon working with me and helping me putting this thing together. We're just putting our budget together. I want to give away this summer on stage for two students that's going up further in education, going to college. So we're working at that. We're working hard. It's just an ongoing thing behind the scenes, you know, because this stuff, it's tough. It's tough. So this year, thank God I got it done early, because last year only had 3 weeks to put this thing on, and I was nervous. And if it wasn't for like people like Dave Daniels, Latoya Johnson, basically saying, man, stay in the fight. Don't give up. Because I got to the point, I was like, man, I'm not going to do this. Because, you know, Bridgeport gave me pretty much a hard time with just tabling it, because they couldn't read the font, they couldn't see this, and it was unbelievable. And I really didn't say nothing until the last meeting. I said, "This is it, man." You know, but we're here this year. We got it, and I'm working on my sponsors as we speak. I've been doing ongoing meetings last week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Have productive days, just getting talking to different sponsors. So it's going to work this year, and we have a great lineup. We think that's coming.
Okay, well, you just answered almost every question I was about to ask you about the Summer Groove. I had the pleasure of doing media with Talk to Me Media at the Summer Groove, and just meeting a bunch of people, and you had a great lineup, Special Ed, Yo-Yo, and Donnell Jones, and so many more wonderful DJs, especially my friend, DJ Juan Kuhn. It was just a pleasure, and I had family that was performing that I didn't even know that was performing, and et cetera. So it was wonderful, and I hope that I will be able to participate as media again for
Absolutely.
This year.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you. And I know you want to give away scholarships. You said that it's going to be this summer. Is it going to be around the same date as that it was last year?
Yes, it's going to be the 12th of August this year. It was the 13th of August last year, but it's the 12th this year.
Okay.
Same on a Saturday as well.
12th.
I just got to –
Okay.
I just had to come kind of go back and retweak some things today. I got to – after I, you know, do this budget thing this week, I have to go back to the city. This is going to be probably kind of hard because the lineup, we got A1 artists coming this year. This is crazy. So we just – and it's all – everything's all about money. I mean, you can't get away from that. Everything is all about the money because these
Absolutely.
Artists, as you know,
giving
they want their money.
Cheap,
so, and
especially
you know, we're
that
paying
caliber.
For everything. So, yeah.
Yes.
So we have some big time, again, A1 artists that we're working on right now.
And is it going to be at the God, I can't even think of the park name.
T-Fi Park.
Yes.
I'm probably going to
okay.
what I plan on doing, you know, it's gonna again. It's gonna be bigger this year. We might have to bring our own stage, bring a stage in. So we're looking forward to it.
And so, far as cost, how much will the tickets be this year?
Right now, I can't come out and say that because we don't know because we're on the fence. Honestly, I really, if we get the sponsors that we need to get, then it's gonna be free. I want it to be free for everybody. I don't want nobody to pay. I just want y'all to come out there and enjoy
yes.
it. So that's what
well,
I'm, that's
if
my
it's
goal.
Free,
so.
that place is going to be packed out.
Yeah, that's my
you
goal.
Know,
so.
And so far as sponsors, if anybody that is listening that is able to help in any way, what do you need? Put it out there.
So we need dollars. We need money. We need money. You know, to help with police. You know, everything from soup to nuts. We have the police, we have outside security, we have stage, we have lighting, we have, if you remember last year, we didn't have trailers. We needed trailers. The artist was they changed in the back of the U-Haul. You remember that, right? They were in
right.
the back of Yo-Yo
yes,
had to go in the back
that.
Of the U-Haul. Young lady dressed it up. But this year, we want to do it the right way. We want to make this, because honestly, when you think about Bridgeport, who has done this in Bridgeport that looked like me? So, you know,
right.
we're trying to bring something to Bridgeport. You have all the surrounding towns. You have Hartford. You have New Haven. You have Stanford. You have
yep,
all the surrounding
all...
towns. And this is the largest mm-hmm. city, and we don't have nothing.
Yes.
Like this. So we got to
exactly.
do something. Yeah, we
for real,
do
because New Haven be the bomb. They be bringing yes. all kind of heavy hitters, and you don't got to pay nothing, and in the park be just filled and packed out, and everybody having a good time. Ain't no fighting, ain't no shooting, none of that. You know, people are coming out there with their families, having a cookout and everything.
Yeah, amazing.
You know, just
amazing.
being wonderful. I mean, I've been to so many of them up in New
yeah.
Haven. Stanford just went from zero to like I don't know how much they charge and so many restrictions that it don't even make sense. No, they more than $10 now.
They went
oh, yeah.
more than that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they went up more than that. I know they had Chaka Khan because Omar Wilson had performed opened up for her once a couple years ago. And they've gone from zero on up. And you're like, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I'm from Stanford, so it pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
you know, but this, I enjoyed the Summer Groove. We had so much fun. It was burning up hot. I couldn't believe it. God, grace of God, I made it through all those hours doing media. I couldn't stand at the end of the night. My girlfriend had to lift me out the chair to start walking. But I made it through, and I enjoyed myself. It was just wonderful. I really, really did.
Hopefully this year the setup, you'll be able, you'll have, so you'll, the media have an area with the way we're going to do it. So I'm just, you know, I'm just going to keep working hard at it. Just keep going after the sponsors. And we have an opportunity, any sponsors that come on have an opportunity to promote their business or whatever they're doing across the stage and be prominent, you know, throughout the whole venue. And this is big for Bridgeport. This is really big for Bridgeport because, again, it hasn't happened. The Sound by Sound is doing their thing, but, you know, we don't come in with that type of money they have. Hopefully we'll be able to pull this off and make it even better this year. So I'm looking
you
forward.
Will, and I just think that you've been a blessing. I have mad respect for you. You're a kind man, you're a gentleman, and you love seeing positive things and growth in the community. Not everybody is a drug dealer and a drug addict. You know, not everybody is out here abusing women and beating women up and going to jail and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You're a black man making great moves. So you continue to do that, and I know I'll be seeing you around, and we're definitely staying connected. So, you know, God bless, and is there anything last minute you want to say?
Yeah, we're just out here trying to win. We're trying to help some of these young kids win as well. So, I mean, I thank you for your time. I thank you for whoever the listeners are that are listening. Let's go, Bridgeport. Let's go. Thank you so much.
Yes. You're welcome. You have a good night. Thanks.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And there you have it. That was Ernest Brown, community organizer and the founder of the Yellow Mill Village Scholarship Foundation. Him and I think his partner have founded it. He is the president, supported. Support the Summer Groove. Look out for flyers and information if you want to be a sponsor or know how to get some sponsors to bring in the money that is necessary. Please reach out to him. He is on Facebook. I believe it's under Earn Brown. Look him up. And definitely, if you don't see him, you can contact DJ Juan Kuhn, who's up on Facebook as well, and to be a part of it or whatever it is. They're the ones doing it. I have nothing to do with the organizers, so talk to them. But we wish them the best, and I definitely will be there, God willing. So I am going to play a little bit of Treat Her Like a Lady by The Temptations, which is a, and then I will come back and read names of past guests. Oh, That was The Temptations, Treat Her Like a Lady, a classic. This is Talk to Me Radio. I am Sheree Humphrey, and I am about to end the show soon. Remember, if you want to buy any art or books, please go to my website, www.dirtrfindingthespiritinme.org. Browse through the selections, and please contact me directly through text, or you can go through Messenger, or you can DM me on Instagram. All the information is up on the show page. If you'd like to donate, please donate to my GoFundMe towards my trip to Israel, God willing. I hope it will be a life-changing experience for me spiritually, and that I can go to even greater depths, and that something just changes in me. That's my prayer, that this is going to be an experience that will just bring me to where I need to be in God, open my eyes or awareness to something that I haven't seen yet, that God has not shown me. But in any case, I want to go over some of the names of the people who have graced this show. Bear with me. I guess I am going to need to put these glasses on. I can't stand wearing these glasses. Anyway, Melba Moore, Yo-Yo, Donnell Jones, Special Ed. Some people I have interviewed through the media, not particularly the show, but being live interviews. CeCe Peniston, J.J. Harrison, Davey Lozano, Randy Young, Christopher Williams, Bernard Jackson of Surface, Joe Show, Doobie Powell, Curtis Blow, Nick Kelly, Nick Agneto, Stacey Ladisaw Jackson, Glenn Jones, D. Lucas, Benita Brooks, the people I've had on tonight, Tamar Caldwell and Ernest Brown, the Green Violinist, Tony Redd, Darren Cookie Moore, Calvin Richardson, Wendell B., Norman Tappan, Chris Clark, Mo Green, Monique Smith, Dre Romero, J.D. Lawrence, Marcel Lashley Davies, Richmond Punch, Carmichael the Music Lover, Isaac Zellner, Cool Mike Ski, Wasson Jackson, Craig Kelly, A-Plus Hollywood, Tony Bird, King Mafioso. Tony Bird and King were the winners from last year for the most listens for live broadcast. So I want to, I've offered them time that they can come back or have something played on my show. So hopefully I'll be setting that up with both of them or either one of them. Jonathan Du Bois, Jr. and Sr., Ane Du Bois, Kim Mathis, Jeanette Green Washington, Pastor Joseph Green, Avis Daniels, Andrea Daniels, Sebastian Tribby, LaVon Briggs, Jonathan Gates, Mika Jean, Hope Flood, Howie Bell, J.P. Justice, Drew Frazier, Capone, Jay Alexander, Gerald Kelly, FSW, Pastor Brown, Janice Dempsey, A. Curtis Farrell, Riff, Easy Taylor, Keisha Rainey, Judah Seeley, Darren Cookie Moore, Rashawn Langley, Kiki West, Tiffany Tazelle, Omar Wilson, Phoenix Fire, Jay the Comedian, Misconduct, Ricky Allen Drawn, Jay Trini Goring, Coffee Goring, Deborah Williams of Her Game 2, Don Nottingham of The Stylistics, Midnight, Sonia Hudson Payne, Trina Seymour Bowers, Lauren G., Marcia Sapp from New York, Carissa Dow, extraordinaire violinist who supported Diamonds in the Rough so many times, John Hinton, Bernadette Barnes of New York, Prophet Ramai Jubilani, Ashley Mondestin, Pierre Guten, Pastor Arlene Henry, Maris Goldstone, love you Maris, Prophetess Brenda Culpepper, love you too, Prophetess Culpepper, Damon Cook, Kia Swintz, Satanya Ford, Sheila McCoy, author M.L. Brooks, Odelia, Pastor Felicia Cunningham, Lou Humphrey of BSE Recordings, Kent Barrett of WNHU, Jerry Green of WYBC, Rasheem Dixon of WYBC, Steve Wallace, Sierra Clark, Lyle Hassan Jones, Songbird, Day Farrell of California, Travis Sims, Jason V. Watts, Dwight Lamar of New York, Herb Boyd Jr., Tyrone Dunmore, a.k.a. Terrible T., Candace Rena, Bobby Ramos, John Lawson, Matthew Kirkwood, Big T, Lachey Nicole, Tamar Jerome Pierre, Greg Hill of the Delphonics, Robbie Jenkins, Marilyn Moore, Naja McKenzie, Najia Tree, Gloria Cummings, Darlene McGee, Pastor Gene Smith, Dr. Green, Rodney Bethia, Lynn Mosher, Darlene Addison, Chandra Shabazz, Carolyn Smith, Kayla Lewis, Mr. Council, Nini Ali of New York, Frank E. Brady, Elder Savanda Gaskew, Pamela Wright, Spencer Camp, Clinton Jackman, Kaylin Jackman, Amari Daniel Bay, Jennifer Armistead, Robert Williams of Blue Magic, Jazzy Mack, Dr. Jamal Bryant, Jamaica Morrison, Bishop Ernest Richards, we call him Preacher, Michael Jones, Denzel Williams, Dina Blaze, Connie Johnson, Lamar Taylor, James Fountain, Lisa Mellers, Jeanette Zach, David Davis, Anthony E. Brown Jr., Ernell Grant, Brian DeCoffey, Doremius Williams, Matt Jones, Sheena Bailey, Cool Bubba Ice, Humphrey Bogart, Marlon Randolph, Lachey Nicole, Asante M. Robinson, Johnny Lemon, Karina Fort, Tishy Anderson, Renee Love, Treasure Marie, Steve Wallace, Ebony with an X, CC Lee, Kaylee Roselle, Top Notch Band, Norman Tappan, Monique Smith, Vicky Winans, Pastor Shirley Steezer, Donnie McClurkin, Mighty Clouds of Joy, Jennifer Holliday, Damian Marley, Little John, Sierra Little Bo, Elephant Man, Terry Cruz, Mary Mary, Bobby Valentino, Dietrich Haddon, Nigel, Dr. Jell Dunkley, Janet Dawson, Denzel Williams, I think I said him already, Velasquez Singers of New Jersey, Walter Armistead of New York, Ashley Welfare, Walter Taylor, Janice Murray, Lawrence Green of New Jersey, Sammy Maximum, and John the Apprentice. And there are so many more, probably 500 more names that I have not written down. But I thank you once again for tuning in to talk to me. I do have to go over Romans 10, 9 through 11, but I'm going to play a little bit of Being With You by Marcus Cole.
Oh, yeah. I can let my guard down.
I can
pour
my heart
out.
I love being with you.
In the solitude of quietness and in my pursuit to find myself, I'm aware of just how blessed I am to commune with you. Now in my life there's a lot of time spent with you cliches and speaking eloquent, but in my heart is the true sentiment. So let me be true. There is nothing else I'd rather do but pretend like I'm something I'm not. And I don't wanna floss like I got a lot, cause I don't. And there are things in my past that I'm glad you forgot. And that I tell you, thank you. Ooh. I think it was Andre that said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I would tell the world, but that still wouldn't be enough. So I'll just be content with an audience of one. Thank you for spending time with your son, being here. There's nowhere I'd rather be than right here with you, with you. Let my guard down, yeah. I can put my heart out, Lord, I love being here with you. Look at here. Sometimes I feel like I don't wanna sing your song. No, I don't, cause I am far from perfect, and I don't wanna lead anybody wrong. Ooh, but you above all people know my heart, and you know where I stand. Yes, you do. So I'm gonna stay right here till I become a better man. Ooh, be here with you. That's all I ever wanna do. You, I wanna be right here with you. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? With you, I can let my guard down. And with you, I can pour my heart out. Yeah. Being right here with you. You. I can tell you all about my fears, and I can show you all of my tears, Lord. Yeah. I love being with you, you. I can let it down.
There you have it. That was Marcus Cole, Being With You. This is Sheree Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough, Talk to Me Radio. Before I get into the Romans 10, 9 through 11, I just want to say this song is so beautiful, and I love it because you can be so raw and open with God and so personal, just between you and him. And it's just a beautiful thing, because sometimes for people who appear to be so strong, you know, there are weaknesses with everyone. You know, we could be free to talk to him, to love on him, and he knows us in our weaknesses. He knows us in our bad moments and bad spots. And I just want to say, I apologize if I've hurt anyone in any way, you know, up until this date, you know, by word or by deed. I know my mouth can be reckless when I'm angry, which is why I don't like being there. That's not a place that I live at anymore, and I don't want to live there. I don't want to live in that place and headspace, you know, and I want to forgive just like I want to be forgiven. And so I could be real with Jesus. I could be real with him. I don't have to be look no special way. I ain't got to do my hair to talk to him. I ain't got to put on no certain clothes to be close to him. I don't got to do none of that. If I feel like crying, if I feel like, you know, just letting it all out, I could do that. And there's no embarrassment. You don't have to feel ashamed or embarrassed. And he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, because I know I've done some things in the past. I ain't gonna lie, I'm really real about how I've gotten through. And, you know, it wasn't always pretty. in the process of healing, especially in the beginning. God knows it wasn't. But I thank God that I'm able to be here to talk about it. You know, so that's what I want to say. So I'm about to end this show with this, Romans 10, 9 through 11, New Living Translation. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. So therefore, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. So you could tell him everything you did. He already know anyway. So he just wants you to say it out loud and acknowledge that you did it. You know what I'm saying? It's like a little kid who's sitting there. The mother already know what you done. Okay? He know what you done did. You know, I can talk a little bit, Ebonics, because I know I don't have to prove I'm smart. I've already done that. So I could just be me right here with y'all. The mother knows what you done did. She just wants you to say it. She just wants you to come out and tell the truth. And I used to think back in the day that not saying anything was being honest. You know, hey, it wasn't my issue. I ain't got to come out and say what happened. You know, that's not true. Because if you're withholding information and you know that you're withholding information, that also can be a lie. So we have to be educated, just like Mr. Brown said. Certain things we've got to be educated in. And it doesn't just mean books. It means life. It means life skills. We have to teach these children because they're teaching themselves. And the more they teach themselves, the worse issues are going to be in this community. And if there's no one to do it, somebody step up to the plate. I know right now, I don't think I'm in a position to do that anymore. I think I've done enough in that area. So I'm handing the baton to somebody else. With all the 12 godchildren in total that I've had, and like 17 nieces and nephews, I'm a part of most of them, their lives, the ones that are nearby. So I think I'm passing the baton to somebody else in that area, you know, working with kids mostly all my life. So stand up. If you're young, you're energetic, you want to do some good things, that's one way you could do it. You know what I'm saying? You know, check on so-and-so. You know, make sure little Bobby or little Timmy doing the right thing. You know, then these black boys need black men who are positive role models in the community and in their lives, showing them the way. These little black girls, they need guidance. They need to know that they are loved as well, and that they are beautiful, so they don't have to get that validation and recognition from somebody that does not mean them well. So there's a great need for, especially for black men, to be a part of these children's lives. And so we want to look forward to that. Get your information on the Summer Groove. You will enjoy it. Till next time for the Valentine's show, I have someone really special that is lined up to be on that show, and we're going to have a great time. So until February 13th, thank you so much. God bless. Share the show with somebody to let them listen. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Think about the day I met the perfect stranger. I think about us, and I think about the day I got wrapped around your finger. I think about us. The sun was shining on you. Thank you. one was smiling on me. And love was calling us. I had my mind made up. And I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself. And I can't get over you. No matter what I tell myself, baby. Never thought I'd ever love anyone else. And my weakness, I think about us. And I think about the day you left without speaking. I think about us. I think about the love we have for our children. I think about us. Today I think about the way we laugh without a reason. Think about us, girl, yeah. There will be no more lies. Somebody tell me why I feel like I'm dying. Lord, what's come over me? Ooh, baby, can't you see that I can't stop love?